By any of these pseudonyms, Lee Perry is undeniably a giant in reggae, a musical form he helped invent. Some of Perry's hits in the late 1960s were among the first to use the slow, bass-thick bump that would define the roots reggae sound. Perry wrote and produced songs with some of Jamaica's greatest acts, including a young trio called the Wailers, featuring Bob Marley. Perry had legendary clients, but his eccentric fashion sense and erratic behavior got him just as much notice. Perry helped pioneer a spacey instrumental form of reggae called dub. It was music straight from his far-out imagination, and Perry churned out stacks of singles now considered classics. Lee Perry's latest disc is called Panic in Babylon. NPR's Christopher Johnson has this report on the reggae legend.
It's not an illusion. Look in the crystal ball and tell me what you see.
Lee Perry talks in riddles. Relaxing on a couch after a recent show in Los Angeles, the upsetter quickly upends our interview. He dangles in the air a small crystal ball that hangs around his neck. Rainbow speck his face, and Perry volunteers another random, unprompted puzzle.
I'm coming from North Africa, and my legs, two legs are still in South Africa. And I stretch my two hands, and one of my hands is in East Africa, one is in West Africa. Which of my hands is in East Africa?
At this point, it's easy to dismiss Perry as crazy or senile. He's 70 and aglow with eccentricities, like the mirrors and glass that he's got glued all over his shoes and his hat, which only sort of covers his short golden-dyed curls. As out there as he might seem, tonight the not-quite-5-foot Perry is surrounded by a diverse group of hangers-on, all under his control. They hand him artwork and bottles of water like offerings to a diminutive reggae deity. The groupies are fixed on Perry's face as he explains how what he calls nature's blessing has given him decades' worth of artistic longevity.
When you are blessed with nature's grace, you can't have stoppage of water, no cancer, no bacteria.
Perry's probably been laughing like that over the last few decades at all the rumors of his insanity. Reports persist that he was hooked on hallucinogenics. He was supposedly spotted once walking backwards through Kingston, Jamaica, hitting the ground with a hammer and mumbling to himself. One of the most enduring Perry tales has to do with his Black Ark studio. That story begins back in the late 1960s. By then, Perry had had a history of falling out with some of Jamaica's most powerful artists and producers. It was clear early on that he was best off as his own boss. He created a record label and formed a band called The Upsetters. He wrote songs that dissed his old mentors, and those tunes became hits in Jamaica.
This is The Upsetter.
In the early 70s, dub was on the rise in Jamaica. Perry didn't create the style, but he poured so much imagination and sleepless energy into the music that he flooded the island and became known as a dub king.
All the lips won't stop, he said. You was so hot because I would tell it to you, you know. Take a sip and take a dip.
The dub scientist needed his own laboratory, and in 1973, Perry opened Black Ark Studio. Some crucial roots reggae was laid down there by groups including Bob Marley's Wailers. Perry made quick enemies with that trio when he secretly sold their tapes to another label and kept the money. Despite the curses shot in his direction from other Jamaican artists, Lee Scratch Perry continued to produce stacks of great dub and reggae records.
Police and thieves in the street.
In terms of a revolutionary force in music, Lee Scratch Perry's undeniable.
DJ Rickshaw is a Chicago-area disc jockey who's been spinning reggae and dancehall music for more than a decade. He keeps some of Perry's early hits in his rotation. Rickshaw respects Perry for being on the inventive edge of Jamaica's most influential music in the 70s.
He was experimenting with things that people still to this day are inspired by. He was doing remixes before the term even really existed. with these 12-inch dub plate disco mixes that would splice together different songs, different rhythms and effects.
By the mid-80s, Lee Perry had turned Black Ark into a place famous for its roots music. And then, the rumors say, Perry turned his 12-foot studio into a pile of ashes. He blames the fire on bad wiring. Almost all the rest of the reggae world thinks drug-induced madness led Perry to put a match to his studio. Whatever the truth is, that Black Ark fire torched countless dub and reggae singles we'll never get to hear. It also marked the breaking point for Perry.
You ask me why I leave my home. They don't love money and they don't love nobody else but themselves. They don't love to copy too much and they want to keep it for themselves to get rich. So you want me to live with those people? Huh?
He was fed up with the island's cutthroat music business and decided it was time to get out of Jamaica. Eventually, Perry landed in Europe and today calls Switzerland his new home. The move didn't stop his creativity. 3 years ago, Perry won the Best Reggae Album Grammy for Jamaican E.T. His new disc, Panic in Babylon, captures the innovator merging modern roots sounds with classic reggae themes. For a man that has long been marked as a lunatic genius, Perry seems very much in control of his own life. He's devoted to Ethiopia's late emperor Haile Selassie, the man Perry calls God. He's also committed to being healthy, inspired in part by his rock and roll friends, the Rolling Stones.
That's why I stop eating meat, stop drink rum, stop drink wine, stop smoke because I don't want to have any wrinkle. That Mick Jagger, you know what I mean? He's my great friend. But he may have too much wrinkle for his age. I don't think he would like me. I'm much younger, older than Mick Jagger. I'm older than the Rolling Stone. I'm older than Emperor Haile Selassie. And I'm old, very old.
Perry says he's still like a baby, though, which makes more sense than calling him crazy. His spaced-out music, his brilliant clothes, even his riddles. Perry is an artist whose senses are intensely engaged with the world around him. That world seems to be at a frequency many of us can't hear, until the upsetter tunes us in. Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
I am the upsetter, the running. I am the upsetter, police. I am the upsetter, thieves. I am the upsetter, soldiers. I am the upsetter.